Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
What up, Frenzy?
Yeah, what's up, my bro?
How's it going?
I'm fine. How you doing?
Yeah, I mean, I'm good. What has a guy like you done so far today? What have you done between...
Today, we've been to the studio. We've been to the shrine. There is a place called African Shrine in the south where, you know, you hang out. As a black man, you know, you understand, just on a Wednesday morning. And the studio is right close to the shrine too. So we just go there, we have fun, then we just go to the studio to do one or two.
Dope.
Yeah.
So that's, and that kind of keeps you busy for the day.
Yeah, hanging for the out day. Why and we have to be here.
Do you think I would fit in at the shrine?
Of course you will.
Yeah,
come
there
on,
we go.
You will. It's for everybody.
I mean, it's okay. I've only met you now for the first time, so I'm not upset I didn't get an invitation.
No
so
problem.
It's all right.
Next
it's all right.
time, I'll like to take you there. You know.
And you were saying just now that I gotta go to Nigeria. That
you have to be
I
there,
I have not
bro.
Lived nothing.
Yeah, you have to be there. You know, it's the western part of the continent, and we loving good people.
Yeah,
you understand? Because you know, a lot of people they have this perception of how Nigerians are in South Africa. That's not the way they are in Nigeria. You know, you have to be there to know who we are, to know how we live, and to know how we do our thing. You know, the talking about Afro music, we have the biggest artist in Africa, you know. So it's a lot of fun down in Lagos. It's a place you want to be, you understand, and the vibe is cool, the environment, the people, loving people, and we like welcoming people, you understand.
Now, you didn't grow up in Lagos. Grew up in Ibadan.
Ibadan, yeah. Ibadan. That's my hometown.
So how far out of Lagos is that? And like, what kind of a place was that to grow up in?
It's like Durban.
Okay.
To Johannesburg.
Okay.
So you see that kind of vibe. Cool, laid back, you understand?
Okay.
And it's like an hour from Lagos.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you know, because I know how I feel about Durban.
Yeah.
Is it like it's great, but it's not as fast-paced as I need it to be.
Yeah.
It's a bit too relaxed. Okay. But it sounds like a great... I mean, it's great
it's
to
cool
grow
place.
Up.
It's the largest city in West Africa.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
The largest city in West Africa.
And how long were you there for, and where did you move after that?
I was there all my life, you know. But when you have to, it's just like everybody have to be in Johannesburg to make it happen. So you have to go to Lagos. You have to, you know, you have to leave where you are. You have to leave your comfort zone to chase your dream, you know. So I was there for like maybe 15 years or something. Mm. Then when I was like 16, then I moved to Lagos to chase my dream and all that. Yeah.
Sure. So it was pretty young that you decided that this was going to be the thing you wanted to do, right?
Yeah. You know, it was a bit rough, you know. Shout out to my mom. I was raised by a single mom. So when you're raised by a single mom, you don't get everything you want because, you know, you have to consider. And I'm not the only one. I have like 7 siblings, you know, a black. So
okay, 7 siblings.
Yeah,
jeez. You know why I always like I'm like wow, 7 because I'm an only child.
Are
so
you for real?
I have no. So even if someone says to me I got 2 siblings, I'm like so interested as to what that may have been like.
Wow,
but 7 feels like crazy.
It's crazy.
And is everyone all together like pretty often, or is it difficult to get everyone in the same room?
It's not that difficult because you know I'm the first child of my mom.
Okay,
you understand. So. They're pretty much younger than I am. You
so
understand?
You're the eldest of 8.
That's true.
Because you would be the 8th one then.
No, I'm the 7th one.
You're the 7th one.
Yeah.
So you're the eldest of 7.
Yeah, that's correct.
So now, okay, cool. How old is the youngest in this whole mix?
5 years old.
5 years old.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, that's quite a bit of pressure, right? To be successful, isn't it?
No, not really. You know, as a man, I have to do what I got to do to just... Because, you know... Hey, I don't want to talk about my mom and my dad, but it wasn't easy for my mom to raise us, you understand?
Yeah.
And that's like a bit of pressure on me to go out and get mine, you understand?
And to make it happen.
You understand?
Yeah.
You know? So I have to leave, you know, I was young and I learned from learning, you understand? So yeah, that's how I moved to Lagos and that's how I started my career.
Musical career.
Yeah.
So you arrive in kind of Lagos and now you have to figure out at 15, 16, the business of becoming a musician.
No, that's not the story. I have to figure out how I'm going to survive in the street of Lagos.
Okay.
You see,
before you become a musician.
I just know this is what I want to do. And anytime I'm able to, you know, to balance myself, to get my balance, I'm going to go straight into the music industry. But then I have to find a way to leave. You understand? Because I don't have no family. I don't have nobody in Lagos. So I have to find it. I just have friends. Shout out to my friends that have been like holding me down since day one, you know. So, yeah.
And then the music thing, when does that start to kind of take off? I mean, what was your first time in the studio? Do you remember?
That was 2010, I think. Yeah. I have like, because I know what I want to do, so I pretty much have a lot of music people around me, you understand? I have my DJ, shout out to my DJ, DJ Todd. So I have a lot of music people around me, you know, have to see, because, you know, music is something, is spiritual, you understand? So when you feel like, okay, I need to put this down as a music, as a song, you need to, you know, you need to talk to people who are professional, who are going to direct you on what to do and how to do it. You understand? So I was in the studio. My first time in the studio was 2010 with like bunch of friends, and we just trying to do, I was actually writing song for them. You understand? So, and I did that for like, I think 2 years, when one day they just be like, oh bro, you know, this thing you're writing, if you can like do it yourself, maybe you do it better. Then I was like, okay, let's see how it goes. You understand? And that was the first time, and everybody liked it. And yeah,
you've been doing it ever since.
Yeah, ever since.
What do you think it is about the music that you create, or what you're like in studio, that is completely different to anybody else in music?
Yeah, you know, talking about Afro music now, people talk a lot about money, they talk a lot about ladies and stuff, you understand? But I talk about my life story, you understand? I talk about my life. I think everybody out there has one way or the other experienced what I went through. So telling my story and giving them assurance that they can still be somebody, you know? So I think that's different from what people are doing out there.
Too good. Hanging out with Frenzy, more with him on the other side of this. Hellman on CliffCentral.com. All right, so how often are you in SA? How do you split your time?
Last year I was here like twice.
Cool.
And I'm here now. So maybe when I go, maybe around July, August, I'll be back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I feel more like I'm home when I'm around the people, they love everything you get. You know, it's just nice. You gotta love some SA.
Yeah. What's so there's four signs of a good interview, right?
Yeah.
So the four signs of a good interview are, if you can get the person that you're speaking to tell you about their family,
yeah,
which you've told me about.
Yeah.
Seven siblings. It's crazy. Sounds like a total jump off.
Yeah.
Do you have a family WhatsApp group? How does everyone communicate?
No, I don't. I just call them. Like,
it would be lit if you did.
Yeah,
but I guess there's like the youngest is 5 years old. So yeah,
what's a
5 year old going to be on WhatsApp?
Yeah.
Yeah. So family, like pretty good. Then if you can get someone to speak about like health in general, people are interested in that. I mean, they would be more interested in this if you were like 300 kilograms and you were telling me the story about like how overweight you are. But what kind of lifestyle, I guess, do you live? Are you in the club at 6 o'clock on a Monday morning from a Sunday night party?
No.
You're not.
I just, you know, every now and then I try to get me a plate of egusi.
Okay, tell me about that.
Egusi is a nice plate from Nigeria. You know, you can have it with whatever, like pap or anything.
Yeah,
it's a local food, and it's nice. Like, you know, when you eat, you feel good. You understand?
So, do we do that well here in SA? Can you get a good egusi here?
I was at a restaurant there. I don't know if I should mention the name.
No, go for it.
Rivonia on Deck.
Oh, yeah. Down the road here.
Yeah. They do have a lot of Nigerian food.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. And I really enjoy it. They really make it nice, like, you know, the way we do it back home. So, yeah. Then
I have a friend that lived in Nigeria and worked in Nigeria for 2 years.
Is he a Nigerian?
She's South African.
Oh.
She lived and worked in Nigeria for 2 years, and the only things that she can go, she cannot, and she's been back for a while now, she cannot stop going on about the food. And then she always...
Then we have jollof rice.
Yeah, this is
jollof rice.
It sounds very familiar.
I'm sure you're going to like that too.
And the other thing is that she always tries to teach me pidgin, and I'm just so wildly unsuccessful at it. I just cannot from the... Like, I cannot...
Alpha now, are you there?
Yeah. They come... Where they done go... Like, it's just a lot... Like, I don't know how...
But it's just like, you know, they kind of break English down.
Yeah, it's cool though. I mean, it's just... It seems like a lot to learn.
Yeah. I'm sure it's easy to learn. You understand? Like, alpha... You know, alpha is how you doing.
Yes.
And you know, when in English, alpha means how
far are
you? You understand?
Yeah.
So alpha, how you doing now? It means how you doing. So it's, they kind of break down English language.
But it
so.
Gets long. I mean, the sentences get long.
Yeah, the deeper you go, the more you understand how it's like, how it is, you understand?
Yeah.
So, but it's a nice, I think every Nigerian out there, we're proud of the language, Pidgin language. And yeah, we just, that's the best way to, because we can't, I can't speak like you, you know, because I grew up in the street of Lagos. So yeah, Pidgin anywhere in the world, I'm proud to be a Nigerian, and I want to speak Pidgin to anybody. I want to teach them how to speak Pidgin.
And it just throws people off, I'm sure, when they don't understand it. You can be overseas somewhere and then someone's like, what are they saying?
But funny enough, most people like it though.
Yeah, no, I think it's very cool.
Yeah, most people be like, I want to learn how to speak Pidgin English, you know.
But it's not as easy as you would think, because some people would just say, oh, well, let me speak English a little differently, and it's actually like a whole other... it's just a lot.
If you put your mind to it, I'm sure you can get it, yeah.
Okay, so we spoke about family, we spoke about health.
Yeah.
The other thing people makes a great interview is if I can get you to speak about money.
Money. Yes, I'm making money. You know, I have a lot of digital sales, you know. And shout out to my publishing company. They also gave me some money, you know. And some shows, you know. Yeah.
So that's good.
That's good. But
what do you like spending your money on? Or are you pretty conservative with it?
I like spending my money on my family.
Yeah, I would have thought so, yeah.
You understand? And I like cars, you know. If I could get all the money I want, I'll buy a lot of cars. You understand? So, and good life, you know, you can't do anything without money.
It's true.
You understand me? So money's like our life. We have to make it, we have to spend it. If you don't have money, you know, you'd be at the back, while people with money would be right in the front.
Yeah.
So you gotta make money, you know. Yeah,
it's important. Yes. So it's a family, it is a health, it's wealth, and then the final one is and people are interested in this, is love, is what your love life looks like. Do you have a pay? Do you have a this?
Yeah, I have a relationship. I don't like talking about my love life, but I love someone, and I'm sure someone also love me that way. You understand? So, and I love everybody. As long as you're cool, you're good. You understand? I'm cool with you too. I love you.
It was a very good way out of the question.
Yeah.
Listen, tell me for a second about what your plans are for the year ahead. Because, I mean, it's the end of February. Like, yeah. We're really still early days in this 2018 thing.
But it's going fast, eh? Everything is happening, you know. We dropped Oluwalayemo, the last song you played. We dropped the video, I think, September last year. So
cool.
We're planning to drop the first single of the year. That would be life, and also that talks a lot about money. I was working with some South African DJ and one female vocalist in the studio right there. So we have Osu dropping next month, maybe second week of next month. Then we also have like a sort of EP, like a mixtape, we dropping towards the end of the year. And a lot of collaborations. I was working with some guys from Zimbabwe, some guys from Ghana, you know, just trying to like stretch out there to, you know, work with people and, you know, taste what different culture look like, you know.
So I dig it.
Yeah.
Well, listen, it's been very, very cool meeting you. If people have learned one thing about Frenzy in this interview, what would you want that one thing to be?
Yeah, I would want them to understand that you can be anything you want in life as long as you determine, you know. And that means a lot of people, they're going to come your way. They're going to bring you down, you understand. You share your ideas with people that don't really matter. They're going to like make you feel like you don't know what you're doing. But whatever it is, don't stop doing you. Just be determined and, you know, set your goals and work every day and pray, you understand. So hard work and prayer can get you whatever you want.
I dig it. Listen, bro, it's been very, very cool to meet you.
Thank you, brother.
Very, very dope. How do we find you all over social media?
On Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, it's Frenzy Official. You know, official is like C. Because of my, you know, Ibadan, we used to have a problem pronouncing some stuff, you understand? So I just go Official. Instead of using C, I use X, you understand? That's to show my people that I'm really from Ibadan and I'm not trying to act like I'm from anywhere.
Johannesburg.
Yeah. All right. So it's Frenzy Official on Facebook. FrenzyOfficial on Facebook, on Instagram, cool. on Twitter, everywhere you find me.
Fantastic. Well, very cool to hang. That is a Frenzy there. Dude, thanks so much for stopping by. Hope
Thank
to see you soon.
Thank you very much, bro. Hellman on CliffCentral.com.